This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9. Oh dear, that wasn't good, was it? Sorry about that, people. I've got these new headphones and I couldn't hear anything in them at all.
Oh dear.
That's not a good way to kick off the show.
What can we... Hang on, just a moment, please.
Give me new Bose headphones. What's going on there?
Oh dear.
It's meant to cut out all noise.
Well, it cut out everything. It did,
cut
actually.
Cut out all noise. I couldn't hear anything.
It actually cut out everything. Now, can we start again, please? Good morning, Dean Murphy.
Good morning, Anna Murphy.
Good morning, Joyces.
Good morning, Joyces.
And good morning, Tim, our producer. Good morning, Shane.
Tim, that was so quick the way you threw that pair of headphones.
Throwing headphones across the...
That's great.
Like, unbelievable. Now, if you can hear that song in the background, everybody.
Yes.
It's a very special day in here. It's our Dean Murphy's birthday today.
Thanks, doll.
Yes, Murphy's little clap.
Thank
if I could
you.
Push the buttons, I would. Congratulations on another year, doll.
Another one done.
Another one has bitten the dust and we're looking forward to a new one.
As long as I can look forward to doing this show for another year with you, Anna Murphy, the world is a perfect place on my birthday.
Oh, wow. Isn't that heaven?
I don't know. Is it?
Look, we've already had a message come through from Craig saying... I would like to wish Dean a very happy birthday for yesterday.
A day early.
And to get Anna to give some birthday punches. Love you guys. And I love you, Craig, because that's just giving me permission to punch you on your birthday.
Not only do I have to get birthday punches on my birthday, but a kind friend of mine has actually dobbed me in for this...
ALS Ice Bucket Challenge.
Ice Bucket Challenge, which I'm going to have to do in the next 24 hours.
Yay!
So. Why?
Which is so exciting because you owed me for making me jump in the Brighton Baths.
How's your week been anyway?
That will be going up on our Facebook page as soon as we can do it. And I have nominated myself to be the proud thrower of the ice.
You have indeed.
Over your head. Nothing will give me greater
glee. Look at you. You're so excited, aren't you?
Yep.
There's a real nasty streak in you, isn't
there? Yeah.
Especially on my birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, great. I'm going to say her name wrong now because you went to the concert, Ellie Goulding?
Yes!
Oh, there you go. Goodness gracious.
No doubt about you. No flies on you on your birthday.
Thanks very much.
What are you going to do for your birthday, Doc?
I'm going tonight for a lovely dinner with friends and then I don't know, the rest of the weekend is a surprise.
It is a surprise.
Yeah.
I've told you what I've given you for your birthday.
You have indeed, and I'm very excited.
I'm taking you to see Jimmy Barnes.
Oh.
Many people listening to the show would think that that's a form of torture, but it's not. You know, our family, that's the highest honour you can bestow.
It's like a second Christmas.
It is, isn't it?
Yep, I love it.
4 days out from Christmas and we'll get to sit on the field and watch
Freight Train Barnsley. Heart and Working Class. And
anyway, interestingly enough, in the week I read an article about average penis sizes by country.
Okay, so how did we get onto that from my birthday to penis sizes?
I don't know, but I was looking at it and Australian rank in quite well up there. I'd just like to say a big congratulations to Australian men. You're coming in at 5.2.
Not some of the ones I
inches
know.
Inches on average. You didn't need to go there. And look, we're trailing.
Yes.
Germany.
What, we're trailing Germany?
Yeah, Germany.
Oh, yes,
the
actually.
Germans come in at 5.7 inches. So that's good, but the Congo at 7.1.
I know where I'm booking my Kentucky tour next year.
Oh, dear.
I'm going to the Congo, girlfriend.
Oh, dear.
Is there any more of that article you'd like?
Well, I didn't realise you were going on a Kentucky tour.
Yeah, I am now.
These countries.
To
well,
the Congo.
If you are going to.
Yep.
I can give you the list. Would you like to know just some more of the top ones or the bottom?
Oh, I'd like to know the bottom ones just so I can avoid them.
Okay, so, well, luckily you can avoid North Korea. And I say that
maybe they're just
a little bit afraid.
Maybe they're a little small because they're scared of their leader.
That's what I thought.
Yep.
And a place near China, it's called... Myanmar,
near China.
So avoid that as well. I have no idea where I'm going with this. I'm just looking at a picture of a condom.
I don't even know where you found that information.
I don't either.
How did we go from my birthday to penis sizes?
And it just says todger sizes around the world.
So what we've learned out of that, I'm going to the Congo on a Kentucky tour, avoid Asia and...
I feel like a moth at a light and I'm just blinking.
Oh, this is a lovely birthday message. It's just come through from Frank from Canada.
All the way from Canada.
Oh, that's lovely,
Happy
Frank.
Happy birthday, Dean, from your Canadian listener. I hope you enjoy your day.
I bloody will.
I hope you enjoy your day too, Don. Thanks. There's some more messages have come through. Reagan has said, Happy birthday, Dean. And Adrian says, Happy birthday, Dean. Let's go to the Congo.
Oh, we're going.
That's in relation to our
tour next year.
Earlier conversation about the enviable position that the men of the Congo.
We're talking about
in
penis sizes, basically.
Yep.
And they win. Congo.
I think I'd like to do an exchange program there for a while.
Our producer, Tim, goes, I thought Congo was just a dance.
That's no, the Congo.
It's a place.
It's a conga line. Maybe it started in the Congo. Don't know.
Who knows? Hey, listen, the Northside Bazaar pledge hour is happening next hour.
Yes, it's a
little,
from 7
little
to
drive
8.
To get as many
it's
services
like a
and
mini
goods
mini radiothon,
as you can.
Isn't it?
Kind of in a way, but people just donate their goods and services. So
because the Harpers, no, the Northside Bazaar.
I knew that was going to come out eventually.
Yes, I knew it was too.
Harpers would participate if they could. They'd give us some stuff to donate.
So that's happening on the 14th of September,
yes.
And we need to solicit for goods and services
to
auction off on the day.
Yep.
Get involved, get behind
it. I'm just thinking of other things we could possibly do to contribute with our show to the bazaar.
Right. Always when you pause and look at me like that,
that maybe,
I get nervous.
You know, because you've been doing this Bogan Bingo thing at the moment,
right.
which you're loving. I'm just thought that maybe if people were having a birthday or a party or something coming up,
right.
That we could actually donate your services to turn up in your Bogan outfit and just abuse them all.
Right. Wow.
How does that sound?
Wow.
We could auction off that prize. I think you would get some good dollars for that.
Really? Okay.
That's something I'd like to see anyway.
Okay.
Don't you think?
Well, and sadly, I think that you'd probably be the only one bidding in that auction.
Well, I don't know.
Let me ponder that.
Look, I'll throw it out to the listeners.
I don't want to take myself off that.
If we get three people who say that is a good idea on 0427Joy949.
I didn't agree to this.
Honourajoy.org.au.
This is not what we were
doing. Going to create a certificate that allows you to get Anna Murphy to come to your event, your party, dressed as a bogan and abuse the crap out of everyone.
No,
how does that sound?
The thing is,
three people.
Anna Murphy's moving to the Congo and won't be available.
I've got a funny little story for you, Anna Murphy.
Yes.
It's caught my attention. Police say a California woman was fined after climbing into a giraffe exhibit at the Madison Zoo and getting kicked in the face.
Oh. It's not very
Amanda Hall, 24, climbed over a fence and almost got to the second fence when Henry Villa Zoo, when a 4-metre-tall giraffe came up to her named Wally.
Wally?
Yep. He licked Amanda on the face and then kicked her in the face.
Oh, that's just
not only that, she got out of there and she got a $686 fine.
Oh, that's just adding
so she's
insult
been licked,
to injury.
Kicked, and a fine.
This is
not
why I love animals. I love animals. Yeah. Just go up to, you know, lick.
Yep.
Kick in the face. I've met men that I would like to do that to. Got close and then just gone nut and just like kicking in the face.
Yeah, well, you're renowned for licking my DJ's arms if they're quite well built.
Well, I'm a giraffe in a former life.
Lots of messages coming through. Thank you, guys, for sending through messages.
For Dean Murphy's birthday, we've got another one. Hey, Dean, big birthday hugs.
Oh, that's from Andrew. Thank you, Andrew.
And I would like
hugs right back at you.
This one comes through from your very own mother.
Oh, dear. Here we go. Do I need
and
to hear this?
I won't tell how long ago, but it's 7:50, so in about 5 minutes from now,
years ago,
all those years ago, you were hurting Mum badly.
She'd be
obviously
on the epi
but
big
at
time,
7:50, you flung yourself out.
Flung doors
you had to
open.
Apparently £9 one. You had nowhere else to go. And Tim, our producer, is just doing springboard diving motion.
Yeah, just dive
you
out.
Did just dive out.
Maybe.
Anyway,
I hope I didn't plunge out feet first. That would have been terrible.
Oh. There would have been people with scorecards going, not very good.
Failed dive.
Anyway, you were born at Margaret Cole's house at the Alfred Hospital, Prahran, and you're still in Prahran, she said.
Oh.
How about that? Haven't moved very
Thanks,
far,
Mum. No,
have you?
No, clearly not. Oh, dear. That's
made
love
me
from feel
Mum and Dad.
Yeah, thanks.
And they're using the app. That's
They've
nice,
used
isn't
the
it?
App. Wow.
That's,
modern technology.
That should be enough for you,
yeah,
young man,
that's
for your birthday.
That's a birthday present
that's
in
all
itself.
You're getting.
She's learned how to use the app.
What's making my day apart from your birthday? It's not all about you.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
Is the Northside Bazaar.
Yes, going off like a frog in a sock.
Yes, it is indeed. Keep your donations for auction coming through.
Yeah,
people.
Do it. This is a chance for you to not only get some plugs on air, but actually help the station keep alive, because we need all the services and goods that we can to auction off at the bazaar.
To raise
which is
much
taking place
funds.
On the 14th of September. It kicks off at 3 o'clock over at the Lead. If you're a female and you've never been to the Lead, this
I've
is the day. It's
the
like
lead.
An open day at the Lead as well. You can the see what those those crazy boys get up to.
I can hear anyway. The teddy bears theme song going through the back of my head. It's like, today's the day that girls go down to the Lead to play.
I don't know whether they're going to.
Something like that.
Yeah, that's good.
A little
Thank
theme
you.
Song.
Thank you. You're just, taking it to that level again.
I might
again,
dress up as Gretel.
Yes, I think you
oh,
should.
Oh, no, that's not the one. What's the one with the bears? Goldilocks.
Goldilocks.
Oh, it's Gretel.
There she goes.
I don't know whether I'll get handsome.
So
down
you reckon
there,
the north side is bizarre. Imagine being in this studio with her every Friday morning. Troops, that's what you get. 0427 Joy 949, 1300 Joy 949 if you want to send those donations through. It can be absolutely anything. I had Simon actually sent through a message and said, what about free vouchers for some favours?
Oh.
I'm not going to knock it back.
What do you mean?
Favours.
Ah.
Favours, you know.
Oh.
No?
No.
We could.
But I'm guessing that we can't discuss it.
We can make
there.
A little certificate up.
A little certificate. Oh, right. Ah, right.
This is your JB voucher.
Some odd jobs.
Now, on another note altogether, Anna Murphy.
Yes.
The modern Chicago man aspires to be many things: rugged, stylish, sensitive, and well-groomed.
Oh, that's nice.
Just to mention a few. And make no mistake, it's hard to resist a man who smells like a Viking.
A what?
A Viking.
Who's he what?
A Viking. It's combining a scent of pine, red meat, blood, sweat, smoke and seawater.
Ooh.
At least that's what tourist officials in the city of York in the United Kingdom believe. A few months back, they launched a new body spray called Norse Power.
Norse Power.
Tourists were invited Norse to actually to actually have a go at this and see what they thought
really?
It smelled like. One woman said, look, it smelled like cow.
Yeah, okay, nothing hotter than a cow.
And it smelled like men after 13 hours on a work day.
Which some people might find that can actually be a bit hot. I remember years back when I was in France and our older brother was, I was there with older brother and wife, French wife, and he'd been working on the house all day, and at that stage he came off the roof in summer and I remember thinking, wow, that's kind of criminal. And she actually at the same time ran and stuck a nose under his arm and went, ooh, I love it. It's animal. And I thought, I don't know, but some women.
Some people do.
Find
no, not even
that
just
very
people.
Attractive.
There was a club. There was a night in a party run in Melbourne called Woof Party.
Woof.
Way back in the piece. Now, if you turned up to their front door and with deodorant on, they'd actually have a bucket of
and
water.
Wash it off.
They'd wash it off. No, you can't wear fragrance at their party.
Wow.
Which is really, I don't know, it's some people are into it, which is great.
Can you imagine after 8 hours at that dance party what that venue would smell like? You would not get the smell out of that pub.
No.
Woof, indeed.
It's a woof club. Woof. Now,
anyhow,
when we're talking about fragrances and whatever, I tell you what's gone belly up for Elizabeth Arden. They had two fragrances on sale, one Justin Bieber and one Taylor Swift perfumes, and apparently haven't sold. Now, they were relying on these perfumes to make money. They've lost $156 million.
Now, I can't speak for T-Swizzle because I'm a new number one fan, but you know what that says to me?
What does that say?
That it's not the only thing about Justin Bieber that's on the nose. The bloody music for a start.
Oh.
And his attitude.
Does he still actually even sing?
Oh, I don't know. He's anyway. Just ridiculous.
Look, what
creature.
We thought we might do.
And Elizabeth Arden should know better.
No, but we thought so we might create some fragrances this morning.
Yes, we will.
So the name of the game is
name your fragrance. Name your scent.
Name your scent.
And
that's
if you
right.
want to play even further, you can tell us what your scent involves. So like, we've got a scent here. Obviously, Vikings smell like red meat, blood, sweat, smoke, and seawater.
Yes.
And aging community broadcasters smell a little bit like a mixture of yoga, yogurt, coffee.
Yeah, and a taxi driver.
And milk.
Taxi driver seat, actually.
See, and what would our scent be called today?
Mungrel. I don't know. Anyway,
I don't know
that's how you do it. If you want
Le mongrel.
If you want to develop a scent of your own, if you have your scent in a fragrance that you want us to develop for you, you can send it in on 0427JOY949, honorofjoy.org.au. Now, the reason why this all ties in is because the prize we're giving away is we're going to we've got a prize here for mattress deep clean, which means all the scent in your bed we can extract.
I'm telling you what.
Because they're giving you...
Yeah, they're giving you what?
A mattress deep clean. So it means your mattress, you give them the mattress, they deep clean it, take out all the stuff.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say.
Some of you have had hours and hours and hours and hours of stuff
put
into it.
Well, that's right. If you are a Viking and your signature scent revolves around pine, red meat, blood, sweat, smoke and seawater, you need that bloody thing cleaned.
Absolutely.
Deep cleaned.
Yes. So that's the name of the game, people. All you got to do if you want to get that, it's a huge prize, actually.
Le Mongrel.
Who doesn't want their mattress deep cleaned? All you're going to do is send through 0427JOY949, honourandjoy.org.au. Let us know what your scent would be.
Maybe we could auction that off at the bazaar.
What, their scent?
Le Mongrel.
Burger King had a body spray out not long
Burger
ago.
Burger King had one.
2008, the fast food chain Burger King launched a meat-scented cologne.
Yes, of course they did.
For under $4, aptly called Flame. Not recommended for vegetarians, of course.
No. Except, you know what, on that, though, I know a lot of vegetarians who love bacon.
Oh, so they just don't want to eat it, but they like the smell of it.
Well, a couple of my dodgy friends, vegetarians, do eat it, which confuses me no end. But a lot of the other ones do still love the smell. So maybe they would like Flame.
Yeah, absolutely.
That would be successful.
Or here's one. If you're into rock and roll, what about a Kiss cologne?
Oh,
so
yes.
So you can smell like four sweaty old dudes on stage.
Who wouldn't
rocking
want
it out in all their makeup and their sweaty lycra, their big boots.
That'd be good for you.
What's
you
out there? That's, hey, there's something for everyone.
That's right. Weirdly, we've just looked on the internet for a couple of odd fragrances, and one that's drawn me to it is funeral home scent. Apparently, this company has a lot of bizarre and oddball scents from, you know, from childhood memories. Mm-hmm. And it goes on to say that the strangest is funeral home, a blend of classic white flowers, lilies, carnations, gladiolas, chrysanthemums with stems and leaves, with a hint of mahogany
of death
and oriental carpet, smelling just like the last funeral you went to. Heaven! Isn't that gorgeous?
I love that. Listen, send them through 0427JOY949, honour@joy.org.au. We're going to put you in the draw. If you win it, never again will you have stuff smelling in your mattress because we've got a mattress deep clean to give away. It's that easy.
Well, you're a dirty lot, so it's not. We can't say never again, but at least we can clean up the mess you've made so far.
Anna Murphy, what's happening with Gaga? Now, she's in the country. Oh. It's been the most low-key thing I've ever heard in my life.
Well, I don't really know, but I think she did tell her audience in Perth last night that if they didn't like it, to go and grab a glow stick or F off. So I don't think that's how you win them over.
Yeah, I read that in the paper this morning. It's bizarre, isn't
sure
it?
Sure about that.
I don't think she's too wrapped with ticket sales or record sales.
I wouldn't be surprised if Gaga's a little grumpy. Did anybody see the shoes she wore down to get off that plane the other
day? Imagine wearing those.
She's probably got very sore ankles.
She could have.
I've got a sore foot at the moment, and I'm telling you now, it makes me
cranky.
Yeah,
but you don't tell our audience to F off,
I'm in flats. I do not.
No.
No.
Leo, who's in after 9 o'clock, he is actually trying to get Lady Gaga.
Thanks for the help this morning, guys.
do you think
we're blowing that out of the water?
We are trying to get... Okay, there's been months. We've been trying to get her interview with Lady Gaga.
Oh, fabulous.
But we haven't, of course.
Well, look, you know what? If ever a time she would do joy is when she hasn't sold any tickets and records.
Okay.
You know, because that's when they try and throw them.
I'm putting it out there. The invitation is open. Putting it out to the universe. Lady Gaga's in Melbourne. She's here at the moment. Come into joy this morning with me.
And share the love, Gaga.
You know what?
Explain what actually, that comment was about, because you may have been misquoted in the paper.
If anyone,
and it might just have been uncomfortable footwear, as I said.
If you're on Twitter, make sure you retweet my tweet at LeoAndJoy949. And if we can all retweet it, hopefully her team would see it.
Well, here's something that's going to throw a spanner in your works. Why don't all those people who were going to retweet it tweet it to get on our show in the next 20 minutes?
Yeah!
There you
get
go, Leo.
Get them into joy.
Stick that in your pope and smoke it. In your pope. Don't stick
don't
it in any...
smoke the pope!
Stick it in any pope.
Oh, my God, this has gone
pear-shaped. Don't stick it in the pope.
Oh, dear. I feel like we're going to get, like, a lightning bolt.
You're in trouble.
Oh, I'm not Catholic. I don't care. Smoke the pope. Do it. Whatever.
Murphy's Law. One listen and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.